KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, sunny skies and 52 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Well, Melanie Petty with the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund said today the nonprofit organization has answered the call of the Nishna Valley Family YMCA in Atlantic and donated $1,000 to their annual partnership with youth campaign. Petty said in a press release, they feel strongly that our local YMCA is changing lives by offering membership assistance to over 150 families in the community. The YMCA offers a safe environment for our youth, she says, and also offers many programs to keep our youth active and social. She added that if you want to pledge to assist the YMCA, give them a call at 712-243-3934, and no dollar amount will be too small. The T. Fred Memorial Golf Tournament, as a reminder, is coming up August 11th and is the organization's only fundraiser. Petty says it is because of the generosity of our family, friends, and community, we're able to donate these to wonderful organizations in Trevor's name. And she says, please consider golfing this year or at least come out to the Nishna Hills Golf Club and check out the silent auction that goes on all day. Again, that's on August 11th. Iowa lottery officials say a ticket bought at a convenience store in Davenport is worth nearly $4.4 million. The ticket matched the six numbers in this past Saturday's Lotto America drawing, which were 8, 15, 18, 32, and 45. The star ball was number one. The ticket was generated free when the person bought a Powerball ticket at the store as part of an Iowa lottery promotion for May. The odds of winning the jackpot in Lotto America are 1 in 26 million, with the odds of about 1 in 292.2 million for winning the Powerball jackpot, and about 1 in 302.6 million of winning the Mega Millions jackpot. Jackpot prizes must be claimed at the Iowa Lottery headquarters in Clive. Well, Republican lawmakers passed a more than $2 billion plan to cut taxes over the next 6 years, and they completed work on next year's $7.4 billion state budget this past Saturday. It was the 118th and final day of the 2018 Iowa legislative session. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
With Republican Kim Reynolds in the governor's office and Republicans in the majority in the House and Senate, the GOP controlled the legislature's agenda. House Speaker Linda Utmeyer of Clear Lake praised her GOP colleagues Saturday.
You all came together, and time after time, you chose real change rather than defending the status quo.
Mark Smith of Marshalltown, the Democratic leader in the Iowa House, faulted Republicans for keeping details of the tax bill under wraps until the legislature's closing hours.
You chose to work behind closed doors with special interest instead. The Iowans we represent deserve better.
I'm O.K. Henderson.
And the top-ranking Democrat in Congress since 2003 says her party must focus on convincing the country that Democrats have a better deal for Americans.
Putting forth what our purpose is, how we connect with America's working families, and what we will do together to make sure they succeed.
That's California Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi, the current minority leader in the U.S. House. Pelosi was a keynote speaker at last night's Des Moines fundraiser for Polk County Democrats.
I have probably been to Iowa more times than any other member of Congress who is not running for president.
Pelosi reminisced about her first trip to Iowa, where she was the chairwoman of the California Democrats, and dispatched to speak with the Iowa Democratic Party officials about the timing of Iowa's first-in-the-nation caucuses. Pelosi's main theme focused on recalibrating the party's message for the 2018 election. She concedes Democrats didn't communicate well with voters in 2016, and she recommends that Democrats relentlessly hammer away at the stark contrast with the Republicans in the months ahead.
Republicans are giving the people a raw deal. Democrats believe the Americans deserve a better deal.
Pelosi told the crowd in Des Moines she's hoping Democrats win two of three Iowa congressional seats that are currently held by Republicans, and she asked Iowa Democrats to seek votes in every corner of the state.
People always ask, is it a tsunami or is it a wave? Whatever that is, it's a lot of small droplets of water. This is not going to be big margins. This is going to be small margins, many places. Because we're going into Republican districts.
Iowa Republicans held a news conference Sunday calling Pelosi the face of the, quote, failures of Democrats over the last several elections, and noting Pelosi's often listed as the least popular member of Congress. The chairman of Polk County Democrats said Pelosi is one voice among many in the national conversation about the Democratic Party's path forward. Pelosi's appearance helped to raise about $40,000 for turnout the vote efforts in Iowa's largest county. Billionaire Warren Buffett says stocks remains the best option for investors, not bonds, and especially not bitcoins. Buffett says he doesn't think the stock market is overpriced compared with other options, even though he's had trouble finding entire businesses to buy at reasonable prices. He appeared on CNBC this morning after spending Saturday answering questions about thousands of shareholders. Buffett says cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin are non-productive assets similar to gold. So he says anyone buying Bitcoin is betting that someone else will pay more for it later. Buffett reiterated his standard advice that buying an index fund, such as an S&P 500 fund, regularly over time, is the best option for most people. Roughly 40,000 people attended Berkshire Hathaway's annual meeting on Saturday. A Sioux City hot dog shop is closing because the building's landlord intends to demolish the structure just months after the closure of another longtime hot dog shop. George and Mary Dimitrolis were informed earlier this month that their lease will be terminated May 31st. The couple has operated George Hot Dog Shop since 1975. They began the business 5 years after moving to the U.S. from Greece. The shop will stay open until the end of the month, but plans to move to another location are uncertain. Mary Dimitrolis said, in 30 days, what are you going to do? The restaurant uses all-beef hot dogs served with toppings such as mustard, chili, chopped onions, relish, sauerkraut, and jalapenos. The menu also featured Mary Dimitrolis' homemade potato salad and baklava. Landlord Wayne Bradley of Fargo, North Dakota, said he plans to demolish the entire complex once all the tenants have vacated and wants to eventually redevelop the property. The strip mall was built in 1960, according to records from the Sioux City Assessor's Office. Another well-known Greek hot dog restaurant in the downtown area recently closed. Coney Island closed in November after the owner's death. In other news, the father of a 16-year-old girl who was tortured and starved to death has been sentenced to 30 years in prison. The Des Moines Register reports 47-year-old Joseph Finn II was sentenced Friday in Des Moines. He pleaded guilty in March to 3 counts of assault while participating in a felony causing a serious injury. Finn's ex-wife, Nicole, is serving 3 life sentences for the October 2016 death of Natalie Finn, who died weighing just 81 pounds. Joseph Finn did not live in the West Des Moines home where his adopted daughter died. The prosecutors say he boarded up the windows in the house after Nicole complained that Natalie and other adopted children were escaping and begging for food. Authorities in central Iowa say a massage therapist charged with sexually assaulting 2 women in April now faces an additional charge. 26-year-old Gage Sheldon Bauer of Altoona was arrested Friday on suspicion of assault with the intent to commit sexual abuse. He was arrested April 16th on similar charges after reports of incidents at a Clive business called Mr. Massage. The most recent charge stems from a November 27th incident filed by a woman after she heard about his earlier arrest. Bauer was initially arrested after a woman told police that he had attempted to perform a sex act on her, and a 17-year-old girl reported that Bauer sexually assaulted her during a massage. Bauer was being held in the Polk County Jail without bond. A teacher in the Howard Winneshiek School District has been arrested and charged with sexual exploitation by a school employee. Darren Svensson reports.
The Howard County Sheriff's Department says 29-year-old Tiffany Ranweiler Oblander was charged after a complaint was filed Thursday. Authorities say Ranweiler Oblander allegedly engaged in sexual contact with an 18-year-old numerous times during the current school year. She is in the Howard County Jail on $5,000 bond. Authorities add a no-contact order has been issued between Ranweiler Oblander and the student. Darren Swenson reporting.
And Davenport police have released the victim's name in a fatal shooting. Phil Roberts has this report from Davenport.
Police responded early Friday morning to a shots fired call in a north central Davenport neighborhood. Upon arrival, officers found a woman gunshot victim. She was treated at the scene and then taken to a hospital where she died. She's been identified as 19-year-old Destiny Orr Clark of Davenport. Detectives are investigating the incident. Phil Roberts reporting.
That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.